Hey, it's Lisa. Welcome to the podcast. If you are looking for real and genuine conversations amongst women, then you have found yourself in exactly the right place. Sometimes it's a story from my life, sometimes it's a story from theirs. I am really glad you're here.
And we are back for more stories. And I have a doozy today. Oh, I actually, when I put the call out for what you'd like to hear more about, actually quite a few people asking for business related content. And I have been on a whole ride since I've worked for myself since 2009 when I was contracting. Anyway, we're not going to go into the whole story of this. It's just, I think it's the biggest trip to be a business owner, because you just bump up against yourself all the time and there is no one telling you what to do. It's fully self-directed, and I can't even tell you how many times I've found myself in a place where I'm like, I really don't know what to do. I would say probably for 7 years I've had a consistent line, and that's been, I just really, it'll be amazing when I get clarity around what I'm going to do, which might sound surprising to you, but it's true. And I've done lots and lots of different things to try and get that clarity. I mean lots. But today is a story about the most expensive way I tried to get clarity and the heartbreak and huge, huge monetary loss from making this decision. So I was at the point, the business was doing very, very well at this time. Goodness, I can't remember what year it was. Probably 2020, maybe. Or maybe 2019. Oh, look, I don't know. Those years are a little hazy for Lisa. So I've been looking around to try and find someone or an agency or something to help me get clarity around my messaging. By this stage, I'd done a few different things. You know, there was all the small step stuff, so all the Whole Foods type things, the simplifying life and decluttering. I mean, I had a tech freedom course about habit change around, you know, our tech habits and all sorts of things. Small Steps Back to You had done very well. By this stage, I was also doing Ready for Change, so it was bloody Subconscious Stories and all these things. I mean, I was also teaching people how to create videos online and running business masterminds and creating events and retreats, and it was huge and amazing, and I still wasn't clear about what I actually stood for, what my main message was. Like, was there an umbrella theme that I could kind of create? Was there something that I was saying that was could pull everything together so it didn't feel like I was just riding a whole load of different horses? And so looked around and found this agency that seemed to be amazing. And at this time, we were needing some extra support in the business too. Like, from a very practical point of view, the woman who was working for me was in the middle of her baby-making years, and so we just needed some extra hands-on support. And they seemed to tick all the boxes. The, you know, onboarding, the sales process was really, really slick. And so I thought, yep, I'm going to jump in. I mean, it was a huge investment, and it was a 6-month process, and I paid up front. I mean, we're talking here about $60,000. And I'd say from about week 2 or 3, I started to get a very funny feeling in my tummy that this was not going to be the experience that I thought it was going to be. They were doing big deep dives, we were, you know, nutting stuff out and also trying to get some practical things underway, and it did not feel good. I kept going because, you know, I always give people the benefit of the doubt. We jumped in and I needed to allow for things to feel a little bit different, and I was open to everything. And then we received this big report. You know, it was this, like, it was a big deal. They put together this document, and it was everything that they'd been working on behind the scenes based on, you know, just hours and hours of teasing stuff out and learning about the business. And I looked at this thing and thought, wow, I have never been more underwhelmed by anything in my life. I mean, sentences were incomplete. It was a shambles. And that golden thread that they tried to find, I mean, it was just very pedestrian. It was so bad. And so I'm like, okay, all right, look, let's just give some feedback. Let's just say maybe we need to keep working on it. And they were open to that and like, yep, let's keep working on it. And things never got better. And I realized that they weren't going to be the solution for what we needed on either front, the help in the business, because time was ticking and nothing was actually happening. And then also this just, you know, trying to get some clarity. And so I communicated to them that I'd like to end the contract, and if they could please refund me for the months in which we won't be working together. And then it started, you know, this full like gaslighting in terms of nothing's wrong here. So no, we won't give a refund. I'm like, no, hang on. But I'm telling you that this isn't good. And so then I got a letter from a lawyer. And I had to lawyer up, and I literally couldn't believe what I was experiencing. Now, we ended up getting a portion of the money back, a very small portion. But I lost months of potentially working on other things, months then in a lot of stress and anxiety and around this money, and then lawyers' conversations and spending money on that, and it was just a mess. And I learned so many hard lessons in that. It was hard to lose a huge amount of money. It was also hard to realize that I had tried to outsource something that was probably mine to do. Now, I absolutely think that there are branding and marketing people who are genius at coming up with concepts. But I think I wanted someone else to tell me what my next step was. I wanted someone else to just make sense of me and my many different passions and ideas and all of that sort of stuff. And it's just for someone like me, it's never, ever going to come from outside me. And it was hard to learn that. It's going to be my work to figure this out. And in fact, when I try to do someone else's version, it just flops every single time. I learnt through that process that I will always hold the vision. I will always be the one who comes up with creative concepts, and I'm probably going to be a person whose vision is changing and who is interested in many different paths and ideas. And clarity is actually, for me, allowing myself to pursue what I want to pursue when I want to pursue it, and that the business that I'm creating is not going to look like someone else's. Creating that style of business, having one thing that I talk about and one thing that I talk about only, it's just never going to work for me. I think, you know, learning about my neurodivergent brain really helped me figure out why and not fight against it. But back then, I just wanted one thing. I will never be a one thing person. That's a hint. If I'm ever offering any kind of course or any experience, I just jump in because you don't know when I'm going to get bored and stop. Oh dear. Oh gosh, it was an expensive mistake. Someone else, please tell me who I am and what I stand for and what this is all about. Nah, it was never ever going to happen like that. Also really learnt to ask different questions when I'm sussing someone out, you know, something that looks fancy and that kind of woo you, like really look for the substance, really talk to past clients of theirs, because I felt like we'd done our due diligence, but I know for sure we weren't the only ones who didn't have a great experience with them. And it's tough. Oh, business is tough. And when you're doing it, you know, as a pretty small business, it falls very, very heavily. Anyway, I learnt lessons. I learnt to ask better questions and also learnt what's mine to do in this work and what's someone else's. Oof, I'd love to know. You can write to me and let me know if you've ever done similar things. I think it helps us business owners to know we're not alone in this stuff. I've made some brilliant investment choices over the years, but that one sucked balls. Anyway, now listen, because we are in storytelling mode, the doors close to What's the Story. This next round is about to kick off and we are closing the doors actually tonight, Monday the 8th. We kick off the 9th of April, so make sure you've jumped in if you also want to be able to connect and share stories and content that matters. I would love to see you inside. You do not have long.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation. There are plenty more where this came from, so don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. See you next time.